Ooh, child, competition is heating up. I can't tell who anyone is under the mask. Maybe you can. We'll be talking about that next. Stay tuned.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Yo.
Hey, guys. What's up?
It's good.
Hey, guys. Happy Wednesday. We're here. We made it. I'm your host, Shantiera Mapp, and I have with me my lovely co-host, Josh.
What's up?
Who was on the original panel.
Yeah.
So he's been about this. He's been knowing.
Yeah, I love the Masked Singer. Joshua Wright here for everybody. What's up, everybody? What's going on?
How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm ready to talk about this show. It's got me on edge.
Yeah, same. Every episode just gets more and more intense for me. I'm always just like, I don't know. But we're talking about that. So, overall, what did you think of this episode?
Okay, well, first things first. This episode, it had me everywhere. I know our fans, and I'm currently in the live chat with you all, and so if y'all have anything y'all are wanting to say, just let us know, and I'll see if I can get it out here for you. But this episode has gotten me on pins and needles. It has me on the edge of my seat. It's not like it was last season. It is much harder this season, much harder.
See, I didn't watch last season, but I know now every episode is getting more and more difficult. I'm already struggling to figure out who's underneath the mask. So I'm like, look, I really ain't got no guesses. So I be cheating and literally saying who y'all... They be helping me out in the chat pretty much.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they help us out a lot. And then also with the difficulty of the mask, the voices, the singing voices don't seem to match the speaking voices of people I'm used to hearing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really difficult.
Yeah, I was telling Raylan that last week. It's so difficult because the way people like speak versus the way they sing is different. Because sometimes people have an accent when they talk, but then when
That's
they sing, you can't even understand. You can't even hear it.
That's true.
So it's a little, it's tricky.
Yeah, it is tricky.
It definitely is. What was your favorite costume?
Okay, so out of tonight or all of them?
No, just tonight.
Just tonight?
Yeah.
Well, the fox, of course, was
same,
my favorite.
Same.
Yeah.
I love the fox overall because not only could the fox sing, but the fox had some swag.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the fox looked dope.
Yeah, I think the fox is, the way the fox was dressed to me is how the person under the mask wishes they could be all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Because I noticed the fox had a septum. Then the fox had on knickerbockers, you know, the types of pants.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, it's a throwback.
Yeah. So I'm looking and I saw the waist bag and I said, this person wants to be this way all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully we can find out who it is.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
I don't know. But the fox is definitely my favorite.
Okay.
I did write down outfit, voice, and swaggy because the fox was swaggy.
On point.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So real quick, we're going to go ahead and before we talk about who got kicked off, let's talk about the battle.
Yes.
Because for me, the battle, this was by far the best battle. The penguin with the dip, that drop it low.
Yes.
Love that. I think Robin's the one that said that they got happy feet, which I was cracking up.
Yeah, which is funny. Yeah, the pun of happy feet in the movie. Yeah.
Love it. I'm like, zing. So, but that was like my favorite battle. It was definitely a lot of fun. I wasn't surprised that the penguin was gonna win because I called it. I'm like,
yeah, you did. You said, I'm not gonna talk about your doctor.
Right, Dr. Drew, we still got love for you, but the penguin did it with the dip, and it was more so like it wasn't like the penguin really sang, like, you know, I was more so just entertained by the way the penguin was moving and just showing all the personality. That did it for me.
Yeah, that's very important. Seems like the penguin in this episode was the crowd favorite.
Yeah.
She had a presence about her. She came out sassy.
Yeah.
You know, swinging from left to right. That's another thing that has me confused. The personalities aren't matching up with the people I think they are.
Yeah.
So the voices don't go, I don't know what's going on. This is just, it's a calamity in my head.
Seriously. So let's talk about the eagle.
Okay.
Dr. Drew got sent home.
Yes.
Now, I didn't know who was under the mask.
Right.
I had no clue. What about you? Did you know?
Okay, so this is what I felt. In my head, I thought it was Dr. Drew, but I had not seen him in a long time. And so I couldn't place him. And in my head, I would say Dr. Drew, but it kept coming up Dr. Phil.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just said, nah. And I kind of went with the Jeff Goldblum. When they said Jeff Goldblum, I said, now that sounds correct. Because he has swag. He's a tall, slender type guy. So, it turned out it was Dr. Drew. So, you know.
Yeah. I thought it was Bret Michaels, but then I was like, you know what? No, because it wouldn't be that predictable.
No, but Bret Michaels could sing. Dr. Drew.
So, look.
Okay.
I don't know much about Bret Michaels. Oh, okay. I know he did like a love show, kind of like a flavor of love.
Oh, so you don't know
love
about the music side. Okay, Bret Michaels.
Forgive me.
Yeah, I didn't
Forgive
think
me.
The Eagle was Bret Michaels, just for the simple fact of the voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess I just initially thought because he had the headband, but I was like, maybe they're going to try to throw us for a loop, but then they've been doing that so much. I was like, well, maybe with this one, they won't do that. I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
Shanice Sweet Smile said, I wonder why Dr. Drew picked that costume. I don't know to throw us off, because that was a little tough for me. I couldn't tell his voice. I'm listening. I'm like, I have no idea who that is.
Yeah, we don't have any correlation of Dr. Drew and an eagle.
Yeah.
Unless you watch his show Celebrity Rehab, and it would make sense.
Right.
You know, at the end of every at the end of the eliminations, they usually release what the facts are and how they measure up, and I didn't see anything about an eagle.
Yeah.
Perhaps it's his favorite animal.
Possibly.
Yeah.
I mean, but the clues were good, though. I mean, you know, classroom, face of field.
Right.
I didn't know about the health scare, loss of a parent. That's terrible.
Yeah.
I didn't...
Health scare, loss of parent, that's 50% of anyone over the age of 50 at this point.
Yeah.
You know, just based off, not saying that everyone's unhealthy, but just based off the way the world is, you know, smoking, some people's diets. I was like, dude, that's not narrowing it down. That's like saying, oh, I drive a Mercedes in LA. Okay, well, you and 8,000 other people. Like, come on.
I didn't know, but I did write down interviewer, so I figured it was somebody who interviews.
Yeah.
Hangs out with rock stars. I didn't get that. And who mentioned this? Kristen said he is the teen mom show therapist, and he is.
Oh, okay,
so,
yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, but the teen moms are not rock stars.
Yeah, so I'm like, I didn't really see the correlation.
Yeah.
Miriam said that him being the eagle, it may have been like a special meaning to him.
Yeah, it could have been.
Yeah.
It could have been the powerful, because we know eagles are powerful and strong. So it could be something like that.
Right.
You know, having to go through adversity.
Wait, but did she follow up and said, like, it might be his spirit animal?
Yeah, it could be.
Could be. I don't know. Okay, so let's talk about the flower, because the eagle went against the flower, and the flower was super cute, loved it. The clues are always confusing for me, but Blossom and Everything, Cooking, Craft, Clothing, Legend, Vision of Love, that's
Mariah.
Right. So I thought Mariah, but then I saw What's Love Got to Do With It. I'm like, could it have been like Tina Turner, like a Patty, a Shaka. You said Shaka Khan, right?
I thought it was Shaka Khan.
Okay.
Yeah. But, okay, so it's hard for me.
Yeah.
Because I listen to different things. My mom was a vocalist. She was an opera singer.
Oh,
so I was raised around music, and I'm a musician. And so I hear certain vibratos. I hear contralto, you know, mezzo soprano. Mm-hmm. And when I heard the voice of Patti LaBelle, the lower register on the tenor side sounded like Shaka Khan.
Mm-hmm.
But when you got up on the high register, it sounded like Patti LaBelle. And then one of the clues was the mixing bowl.
Mm-hmm.
She had the mixing bowl. We all know that Patti LaBelle loves to cook.
Yeah, that's true. The only thing that threw me off is that she said that she was nervous to sing. And I'm like, if that was Patti LaBelle, she would not be
taking
nervous.
Taking over the stage.
Right. She'd be going out there like, well, like.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just like.
Like, going in.
Right.
I heard you over there.
But then, look, okay, I'm going to bring this up real quick, but going back to like a couple episodes ago with the flamingo, and everybody saying it's Adrienne Bylon, and her saying, I'm not a singer. And it's like, yes, you are.
Right.
You are a singer.
But no, so, actually, that could be a fair point, because Adrienne Bylon was in, was it 3LW?
Yes.
For a little while, she did Cheetah Girls, and then she became a hostess.
Host. Okay.
So she technically is right that she's not a singer.
But she can sing.
Yeah, Adrienne could sing. Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's fast forward back.
Okay, go ahead.
To the flower.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, maybe the clues probably throwing us off, but I think everything that you're saying sounds like it could be, you know, one of these legends, Tina, Shaka, Patty, I don't know. I mean,
it's one of them. And then the body type, I was looking at that. Now, the body type did throw me off, because I know what Shaka Khan looks like. Because I'm a Shaka Khan fan.
Yeah.
So I know what she looks like. Mm-hmm. And there wasn't enough in the trunk for it to be Shaka.
Oh, my goodness.
Which made me say, this could be Patty.
I thought you were going to say there wasn't enough in the vocal range.
No.
Shaka.
Whew. Yeah, Shaka has that. Yeah, she's up there.
Yeah.
She's up there.
All right. Miss Right 91. So I just saw a 30-second clip of those runs at the end. No clues. Come on, y'all. Patty.
Okay.
All right. Look. Maybe. But we're going to wait to the end, and we're going to talk about our, like, our predictions as to who we think is the flower, penguin, fox, etc. So we'll have to make a decision. And I'm definitely going to be stealing y'all's in the chat because I never know. I struggle. So I guess before we move on to our next topic, do you have a message for our fans?
Actually, I do have a message for our fans. I want to tell our fans, thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us here at AfterBuzz TV. We are the ESPN of TV Talk. We very much appreciate it. And we wouldn't be that without you all watching us. If you are on YouTube, if you are on iTunes, please give us 5 stars. Please give us thumbs up. Subscribe to our pages so that when something new comes on, you'll get a ding, you'll get an alert, and you'll very much be able to see what we're doing here at AfterBuzz TV. We thank you so much for following us. If you're doing anything that you want us to know about, let us know in the chat. We'll be happy to talk about everything that you're a fan of as far as it contains to AfterBuzz TV.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, guys, for all your support. This chat is live. I love it. I love it. Keep them coming. We're definitely going to be interacting with you guys. So next, we're going to talk about the penguin. Penguin was so cute, so little. The
petite.
That's the proper term. I don't know. The penguin said that, you know, the clues were not pretty, not smart, not funny enough. With the signs and the people behind the penguin, it kind of gave me protest vibes.
Right, yeah. I'm not your secretary, I believe was one of them.
See, I missed that sign. I think I was asking you during the show.
Yeah, I'm not your secretary, and I forgot the other one, but that one I remember specifically.
Yeah, but one thing about the penguin, though, is that the voice was a little raspy. And then she's also kind of funny, so I was thinking maybe a comedian.
Yeah, and she had some nervousness in her voice.
Yeah.
And the biggest clue for me is that she was off beat. She was off beat.
You kept saying she can't dance.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, when they were naming, like, one of the judges thought it was Raven Simone. Yeah. I said, there's no way. Raven Simone, I've seen her. I grew up watching Raven. Yeah, I saw her dance when she was rocking Doc Martens, when she got to Cheetah Girls. I mean, so this person, they were off time. They were like on the 2 instead of the 1. Mm-hmm. And then the voice didn't hit on top of the beat. It was hitting under the beat. Like, you know, I'm a drummer. So that stuff kind of stands out to me.
Yeah. The penguin didn't give me the vibes that they were a singer. So I'm with you on that. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm thinking comedian, actress, something. Didn't get the singing vibes. Mm-hmm. Miriam said, I did not understand the clues. Miss Right 91 said, I need help with this one. I do feel the clues were specific, though.
Right.
And I feel like that they, when you realize, well, actually, never mind, because with Dr. Drew, when he went back and said, when it was revealed to who he was, and I look back at the clues, I'm like, I wouldn't have thought that was you.
Right, of course.
So I don't know about the clues. Let me see.
They're throwing us off. Well, someone said to piggyback, not to piggyback, but to rewind a little bit. Someone said that they felt it was Patti LaBelle because she said she was nervous to sing to throw us off.
Oh, true.
And I said, that's true. And so what I'm going to do is, just to let you know out there, fans, if you want to do this too, I'm going to go back and see what the clues were for Gladys Knight from last season. Because I knew it was Gladys, and so did Robin Thicke.
Yeah.
So I want to see what the clues were to see if there's some similarities there.
Yo, y'all are please do that. And y'all are hilarious in the chat. Can I tell you, Joseph, the penguin confused me.
Oh, yes. And Shanice said that the penguin gave me the vibes that they only sing in the shower.
Comedy.
That is terrible. Y'all don't do that to these people. This is why they have on the mask. Right. Because the people like y'all.
That is funny. That oh, my gosh. Funny. So, I don't know. We're going to go ahead and talk about who we think that is later on. Let's talk about the fox. Mm. Our favorite swaggy fox.
Yes.
Clues were fairy tales, reading the story, work at night.
Nocturnal, yep.
Different genres, two lives, superhero.
By day.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. Look, they were saying, I mean, the judge was saying Wesley Snipes. They said Leslie Odom Jr.
I don't know who that is.
Anthony Mackie.
Nope.
Tyrese Gibson.
Nope. I know it's not Tyrese because I grew up listening to Tyrese.
Mm-hmm.
Tyrese is a sensual singer.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine him performing This Love by Maroon 5.
Yeah.
He's a 90s R&B singer. Yeah, I don't see it happening.
Look at the fox. Just so beautiful.
Yeah, the fox is stepping.
Stepping.
Okay, like on point. I think June Ambrose may have styled that fox, you know?
That fox got some swag.
Yes.
I love it. That's probably my favorite word tonight. The only thing I'm thinking with this fox, I think it may be, well, actually, I'm going to save it. I got to remind myself to save it because I literally want to be like, okay, so I think it is. But I don't know. I think it's definitely like a brother. I feel like they have a stage presence and he can sing. But go ahead.
I don't think it's a brother.
You don't think so?
Uh-uh. And I didn't think it was a brother before, and I don't think it's one now. Yeah. Because the gait or the walk doesn't... It doesn't speak of that brother-tude.
Yeah.
Like, it to me, it's more like a Justin Timberlake type, like a cool white dude who kind of has, you know those white guys that got that flow?
That got that swag.
Yeah, that make the girls kind of be like, let me check him out. Hmm. That's what I'm getting from the fox.
I don't know. Shanice said, I think the fox is Wayne Brady. I think it's him.
No. Wayne Brady's not swaggy like that. For real, Shanice.
Shanice, look, I don't know. She be having some good ones. She be nice.
Okay, all right, Shanice. But,
But I did want to mention something too. Is that sometimes when they sing different songs, maybe like okay with Tyrese, he has that '90s feel. He wasn't singing like a rock star, like a rock song.
He touches a different part of his voice.
Exactly.
I agree with that.
So I think that they choose songs that are completely off the wall to throw us off.
That's true. I agree with that.
Yeah.
So then I stand corrected on my previous point that he wouldn't sing This Love, but Tyrese's voice, like Tyrese has a. Have y'all heard Tyrese? He has a very passionate, raspy, sweet voice. Like, when you hear it, you know who it is.
Exactly.
And this person here, I hadn't heard this voice before. It was a deep, thick voice. Like, he had a thick voice that had some soul in it, but not too much soul for me to say that he's a professional singer. Mm. You see?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, but I'm also real technical. Like I said, I grew up around a vocalist.
Yeah.
So
see, so you know, and we were talking before that you were pretty spot on with your predictions. So I feel like whatever you say, I'm gonna go ahead and agree with you because you be knowing.
That was last season. This season, I have been duped. I haven't gotten any of them correct. I had no idea it was Layla Ali. Nick Cannon knew it was Layla after she punched him in the shoulder. He was like, "That's Layla." He said, "Cause that women don't hit like that."
Yeah.
So that was I guess that's a good clue for Nick Cannon.
Seriously.
And then he's standing right next to them.
Yeah.
So he's able to see different things and feel different things. So, man. The fox. Who do y'all think the fox is in the chat besides Wayne Brady? Shanice said it's not Tyrese, although he needs the job. No, he does not.
Shanice is coming through with the jokes.
Shanice, this is terrible. Shanice is crazy. She might have a future in stand-up comedy.
Seriously? Okay.
But Tyrese is coming out with a new movie, Black and Blue, with Naomi Harris.
Oh, I'm glad.
On the 25th of October. So, y'all, Tyrese got his money.
He got his money. He ain't yelling at The Rock no more. Wow, yeah.
Well, I think, this is what I'll say. I think the fox, and this was after research, and y'all should have seen me. I was so excited when it happened because it made so much sense. I think the fox is Jeremy Renner.
You said it. You said it.
I said it.
You did it.
And I'm sticking with it. So y'all, follow me on this journey. When Jeremy Renner is unmasked, y'all can say, Joshua said that.
Please hold him to that. Please. Hold him to that. How many minutes are we in? We got to make sure.
Oh, Shanice is killing. Shanice, you see what she said to me?
She's. I saw that.
I like you, Shanice. You're dope.
Oh, my gosh. Kristen said no clues stumped. This is tough. I really, like I say, each episode gets better and better for me. But with this group, I struggled a little bit. I think that with the judges kind of throwing out some predictions, that kind of helped me.
Yeah.
Somewhat
kind of tailor your opinion.
Yeah, a little bit. But this one was tough. This one was really tough.
Well, so let me ask you this. Out of the four who performed tonight, which one, well, outside of the eagle, because the eagle got eliminated, but between the flower, the penguin, and the fox, which one of those three do you think has the best chances of going far into the competition?
Easy, the fox.
The fox?
And I may be a little biased because that's my favorite.
Okay, so, over the flower, based off, really?
The flower was good. The flower was great. She was great. She was very, soulful. I like the flower. Yeah. But the fox is who I'm feeling.
Has the stage. And that was another thing. The stage presence stood out. I mean, when he came out of the tunnel or out of the mouth, I looked and I was like, this person commands the room.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen that type of command or disposition or charisma. Mm-hmm. I think last season, nah, nobody had it like that last season either. So it's very important this season that they have that charisma.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
Okay.
Oh, this is tough. So are we going to go ahead and figure out... Okay, so we're going to figure out who the flower, the penguin, and the fox, who they are under the mask. Final answer.
Okay, so the flower... I hate it, but I'm gonna go with Patti LaBelle. As much as I want to say Shaka Khan, I'm going with Patti LaBelle.
Okay, you say Patti LaBelle
for the flower. Yeah,
That's what a lot of people were saying.
I may change. Don't hold me to that one though.
Yeah,
I need to hear more songs. What do you think? Who do you say the penguin could be?
I gotta stop looking in this chat because Shanice is killing me. By the way, she did say if you look at the recent video of Jeremy singing, you might change your mind.
All right, Shanice, I'll look at it, but I'm no Max Kellerman. I gotta stick by my side, you know.
Let's see. For the flower, I think it may be Patty, but I'm gonna go ahead and say Tina.
You think it's Tina Turner?
I think it may be Tina Turner. Only because of the voice.
Mm-mm.
I think she said nervous when singing again to throw us off. I'm probably wrong, but hey.
Okay.
You know what? I'm going to say Tina Turner.
Okay. I emphatically deny the fact that it's Tina Turner. And I'm going to tell you why.
Hopeful wishing.
Tina Turner is built almost like a boxer. She is in immaculate shape. Like immaculate shape. And when I saw the flower, the flower is more of a plush, comfortable woman. Like not as much of a, not out of shape, but like Tina, right. Like Tina is in shape. You can see her calf muscles when she's not flexing.
See, I told y'all I ain't good with these predictions. I warned you. So if I'm wrong.
So God. But I'm not saying you're wrong because she could have changed.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, when I was going based off the voice and just kind of thinking more about the clue. Okay, fine. Patty. Okay. Jeez.
Y'all don't make her say Patty. Let her keep her guess.
Shanice is coming for me. Dang.
We like Shanice, though. Shanice, you better be here next week. You hear me?
Shanice be here.
Yeah, we like Shanice. Joseph is cool, too. All y'all are cool.
Seriously, Kristen. Okay, look. They saying Patty. Fine, you guys. Patty, okay? But if it's Tina, I told y'all.
Okay. All right.
And then... What do we think for Penguin?
The Penguin...
You go first.
I think Jenny says she thought it was Sherry Shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a video we saw of Sherry, and she was on beat. She had some good timing. So if allowed by the fans, I would like to reserve my Penguin guess until another performance. Because the body... Like, she's short. She's probably, what, like 5'2", maybe 5'3".
Yeah.
She's sassy. But she's not as confident as she is when she's... The way she carries herself is confident, but when she speaks, she's not. And she said that because people said she was ugly. Her career was over. Oh, no, I did have a guess.
Who?
I did have a guess. Mayim Bialik. I don't know how to pronounce her name.
Yeah.
And the reason I said Mayim is because people said she was ugly. And I remember reading that in the tabloids. And she had been studying... a neurophysicist or something really difficult, and she came back on television. So it could be her. Could be Mayim. I don't know how to pronounce her last name.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay. For the Penguin, I thought... What were you going to say?
Joseph has a good guess.
What did he say?
Joseph said maybe Snooki.
Oh,
my gosh!
Joseph might have figured it out.
Yes!
Snooki?
That sounds so accurate. The offbeat, the dancing, the sassy behavior,
the dip, all that.
Yeah,
that's I'm gonna rock with Snooki.
Okay,
I gotta go back and listen again, but I'm gonna say Snooki too. I like that.
Okay, all right, Joseph, you might be on something. Is it Joseph Santone or Santoni? Whichever it is, it could be Snooki. Look at this picture of Snooki.
Wait a minute.
This really could be.
Was there a duck phone? No,
I didn't see a duck phone.
Never mind. I know it's.
It's one of her clues.
I'm seeing Jersey Shore. I know it's a duck. Oh, okay. I get it. I know, okay. But I don't know. Let's see, Miss Right 91 said, I think the penguin is a comedian. I mean, I thought so, too. I wrote down comedian, raspy voice, short. I don't know.
Yeah, but she was, I can't say, I didn't watch a lot of Jersey Shore, but I've seen clips. She is funny on the show.
She is. Snooki is hilarious. I love her.
She is funny. She seems to have a very cavalier disposition when she's filming.
Yeah.
So whatever happens just comes out, but it turns into comedy for us as viewers.
It does.
Okay.
Okay, so last but not least, wait, did we go through them? Fox.
So you didn't give me your Fox vote.
Oh, my penguin or my Fox? Okay, penguin, I said Sherry Shepherd.
Okay, so you say Sherry Shepherd for penguin.
Okay, and then for Fox, look, you go first.
I think it's Jeremy. I think it's Jeremy Renner.
So you still think it's Jeremy?
Yeah.
I honestly have no clue. I wrote down Jamie Foxx, question mark. I don't think it's Jamie.
It ain't Jamie.
I have Anthony Mackie.
Anthony Mackie is a good guess, but I've never seen him perform outside of television.
Yeah.
So I can't guess him, and I can't say anyone's wrong for guessing him. But for me, just based off, I don't know. And is Anthony Mackie smooth? Because the first person who popped in my head was Terrence J.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Terrence J was another guest of mine.
Thank you.
Yeah, he's, I know he's been on the quiet front. He's been traveling a lot, but he hasn't been hosting a lot.
Yeah.
And some of the shows that he's producing, I believe for MTV, are pre-recorded shows.
Yeah.
So you can record a show 6 months ago and then do The Masked Singer and nobody knows and then take a picture and say you were in New York all weekend.
You that's
know,
true.
Like, you know,
that's true.
You know, we work in entertainment. We know how it is. So I, Terrence J is one of my, he's like, if you ever done an outline for school,
yeah.
You know, you have A and then you have the one Roman numeral. Mm-hmm. He's my one Roman numeral.
Okay.
My A is Jeremy Renner.
Jeremy Renner. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and pick Wayne Brady.
That's who Shanice says.
I know. I stole him.
And she said T-Boz, no, for the penguin. Mm-mm. I've heard T-Boz. I'm from Atlanta. I've heard T-Boz sing, like, as close as we are right now. She can blow. T-Boz can get it.
I don't know.
Yeah, she sounds like she's straight out of church. And Shanice, Jamie. Now, I agree with that, Shanice. I agree with that. Jamie does not have time for this show, but he is on Beat Shazam, which is on Fox.
Right.
And it's just, and everybody knows Jamie Foxx. He's hilarious.
He is.
He's like, he couldn't not be funny if you paid him $10 million not to be. He can't help it.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know. I feel like I don't even, I said Jamie, I put a question mark, but I think maybe Anthony Mackie, like I said, or Wayne Brady. I think that was a good pick. So, thanks, girl.
Well, I want to point out something. Miss Wright says, Miss Wright 99 says, I think it's a lesser known. We're picking people who are too famous to do this. Well, remember last year we had Tori Spelling, we had Gladys Knight, we had T-Pain. So this year, perhaps they're upping it a bit to say, let's get more of the popular people because those are the ones who we won't think it is.
True.
You know, you wouldn't assume that Brad Pitt would be on The Masked Singer.
You wouldn't. And he may very well be.
I mean, he could very well be. He's a double A lister. You know, all of his movies break banks.
Yeah.
And he's doing a show like this. I mean, come on. You wouldn't think that, but that's what would make it better that it is him.
Exactly.
So I don't know, Miss Wright. We have to find out. We got to find out.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we did search the web, and we wanted to see what a lot of people are actually saying, who they think is underneath these masks. So we're going to start with the flower. We had a lot. Now, this is people on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people are saying that the flower is Mayim Bialik.
Mm. Okay, so some people are with me. Mm-hmm. They heard me say that.
Right, they did. Patti LaBelle and Martha Stewart. Those three, mm-mm, I'm getting a lot.
For the flower?
For the flower.
Y'all think Martha Stewart can sing like that?
Look, blame the internet. I don't know. This is just what I've seen for the flower. Now, for the penguin, this is very far-fetched. I'm going to say it because I saw it online, but I'm going to say this.
Okay.
This is not my opinion.
Okay.
Tamar Braxton, I got for the penguin.
No! Y'all are killing me!
Tamar Braxton, they said Raven Simone or Tanya Harding, who's an ice skater.
Tanya Harding has been out. I haven't seen her in
years.
Yeah, probably since the early 90s.
I don't know.
See, I can't refute those guesses because I'm not a person. I don't think I'm always right.
Yeah.
Regardless of my last name, I don't think I'm always right. But I think that I'm really detail oriented. Okay. You know, and I see, you know, if you have boxy shoulders, but the person in the mask has round shoulders, I'm like, that ain't that person. You know, so it's just, I don't know. I don't see any of the Braxtons doing this show. I
don't either. Yeah. That really just, I'm like, my guesses are better, but then again, you know, I'm still in them, so.
Look, Joseph wants me to tell everybody who I think everyone else is. Joseph, I can't do that. I have to keep the suspense up till next week.
Okay, so Fox. So people are saying that the Fox is Jeremy Renner. I mean, I saw that a lot. And
Shanice is on point.
What'd she say?
Shanice said Brad got 12 kids to feed. They ain't run out of money trying to pay Brad.
Oh my God. Look,
Shanice, if you become a comedian, please let us know here at AfterBuzz so we can come to your show.
Seriously. And I want to see right up front.
I'm telling you.
Also, for the Fox, people are also saying Johnny Depp.
For which one?
The Fox. Johnny Depp, I'm getting Jamie Foxx and Wayne Brady.
Okay.
Those are the ones I saw online.
To me, Wayne is the most plausible one. Mm-hmm. Jamie Foxx, I don't think Jamie Foxx would do it. And Johnny Depp, that's a long shot.
Yeah.
Johnny Depp is a hippie. He stays away from the cameras unless he's getting paid to be on one.
Mm-hmm. And Johnny Depp that's talent. That's some talent right there.
Yeah. He's got a different type of talent.
All right, so I think we pretty much wrapped up the show.
Yeah, go. Hey, it's on you. It's on you.
Anything else you want to mention?
I just am ready for next week. And if y'all have some more guesses, you know, next week, please come back to this chat and let us know. Shanice and Joseph, we like y'all. Miss Wright, I see you coming with the knowledge towards the end. Miriam Ikharb, I guess that's how you pronounce it. We see you as well. So y'all just keep it coming. Keep it coming.
Let's see. Miriam said next week's going to be a showdown in history. I agree. Mm-hmm. Martin said that the showrunners are purposely obscuring body shapes this season, according to articles. That could be true.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That could be true. Martin, I saw you earlier, Martin. I forgot something you said, but yeah.
Shout out to you guys in the chat. You guys are live. Thanks so much. Mm-hmm. All right. So we're going to go ahead and jump into some news and gossip.
Mm-hmm. AfterBuzz TV News.
All right, so we're going to kick it off with Nicole Scherzinger. She was on ET Live on Wednesday, where she was trying to address some rumors that Pussycat Dolls are reuniting. So she did say, I hear this every day. You know, it's crazy because I'm doing three shows right now at the same time, so I'm focused on that. She said, I wouldn't rule it out. I love my girls. I love my time with them. I wouldn't rule it out, but I can't confirm anything right now. So basically, they have a reunion. I'm here for it. And if they're not, I hope you guys are now because I said that.
All right. What if one of the Pussycat Dolls is under a mask and Nicole doesn't know it?
Ooh.
That would be crazy.
That would be. But who would they pick?
I don't know. But it would be funny if one of them is under that mask and she's like, oh my God, I should have known. That would be incredible.
Seriously. That's fun. All right. So next we got Ken Jeong, actor turned comedian. I picked that picture. I love it. Mm. He's just so funny to me.
Yeah, he's legit.
He'll be performing at Southwestern Oklahoma State University in Weatherford on Friday,
okay.
October 25th. Y'all got time. The show's at 7:30 at the Pioneer Cellular Events Center. Tickets from about $10 to $99. You can purchase it on stubwire.com or in person at the Public Relations and Marketing Office. So that's cool. So, I mean, I haven't seen him live, but...
Yeah, me either.
Yeah.
But I've heard good things about him.
I have, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And I also heard that he is back on Fresh Off the Boat. He plays Louis' brother, Gene.
Okay.
This will premiere Friday, 8:30, 7:30 Central on ABC.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right. And then, last but not least, Jenny McCarthy. She will not be co-hosting this year's New Year's Eve broadcast on ABC with Ryan Seacrest after doing it for nearly a decade. We don't know who's going to be taking over, but we just know she ain't going to be there.
It better be some eye candy.
But seriously.
Because Jenny, she's nice to look at.
Seriously, she's gorgeous. She went on live with Kelly and Ryan and confirmed. She said her 17-year-old son, asked if the family could stay home this year and then she mentioned that he turns 18. And then after that, he probably won't want to hang out with her. So she wanted to use this time to, you know, be with her family.
Yeah, that makes sense. You can't get that time back.
Yeah, and I was also thinking, too, that they shot season one of Masked Singer earlier this year, and now they're doing season two. Maybe they're going to start trying to do season three top of next year. So maybe she just has a lot going on.
Yeah, that's true.
So
yeah, she's been big. I remember seeing her years ago on Singled Out on MTV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's all I got for news and gossip. All right, so it looks like we're out of time, guys. It's been fun. But where can they find you on social media?
All right, y'all. I am Joshua Wright. You can find me on social media at Cleverly Clad. I usually only use Instagram.
And you guys can find me tomorrow, actually, on the Evil After Show at 8 p.m. And you can find me on Mondays, All Rise, at 7. And on Instagram and Twitter at Sean Tierra. It's been fun, guys. We'll see you next week.
All right.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.